Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Maple Gold Mines and the Executive Vice President, Jonas Lang. Maple is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGM and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGMLF. Now, Jonas, let's discuss a news release that came out earlier this week, May 6th. The title says Maple Gold intersects multiple gold zones within 100 meters from surface at the Northwest Zone. Let's start off with this Northwest Zone, because this drill hole, and it was just one drill hole, was part of this 2020 winter drill campaign, and it was following up on a historical result that, as your team has been working through the historical work, you saw a bit of a gap in drilling. Take us through the strategy behind this hole and what it yielded in terms of mineralization.
Sure. Thanks, Corey. One of the overarching objectives for the campaign this year was defining more near-surface mineralization, potential starter pit material. At the Northwest Zone, as we prioritized drill targets for the 2020 campaign, our geologist noted that there was a historical intercept, a drill hole back from 1994, that intersected 8.9 meters of 3.15 grams per ton gold, and that started from only 41 meters downhole. What was really compelling about this area was that there was no drilling for approximately 150 meters to the east of this historical intercept, and there was no drilling for roughly 300 meters to the west. So this year we completed a step-out drill hole 100 meters to the west of the historical intercept, and we cut over 4 grams per ton gold over 3.5 meters from 39 meters downhole, and we also cut 1.15 grams per ton gold over 20 meters, starting from 50 meters downhole. There was an additional narrow higher grade zone further downhole, also within the top 100 meters. And again, this remains wide open in both directions.
So Jonas, how important is it to see this mineralization closer to surface? I know it kind of ties in with the overall strategy of the company here, but all this mineralization goes down about as deep, not even as deep as 100 meters.
Yeah, it's definitely a focus for us. The Northwest Zone, currently the ounces contained there would not form part of our conceptual starter pit objective. That being said, again, there are some select intercepts here that certainly are within that vertical interval. So this drill intercept from 2020 definitely puts the Northwest Zone back on the map as a potential area to define significantly more near-surface mineralization for us going forward.
So with this mineralization and these multiple gold zones, I assume that you guys are going to put together some sort of a follow-up program. Any thoughts on what that might entail?
Certainly a few more drill holes near surface, kind of 100-meter, 150-meter drill holes in this area are warranted. So we have just actually found out that exploration will reopen in Quebec next week. So part of the process there, we will get back out in the field, start assessing some of the existing permits we have in place, determining where we need to file new permit applications. In the Northwest Zone, for example, we'll certainly file a few more so that we can complete some more step-out drill holes there. We'll continue to get results from this program. We have about 11 drill holes remaining to report on. So those assays are pending and will be released in the coming weeks. And as we interpret those results and get out in the field, we'll be able to assess which of these targets we can continue to drill as the winter thaw occurs and breakup occurs. You know, some of these sites we can access all year round. Others, the ground conditions are a little softer and swampy, and those are better left to drill in the following winter.
Jonas, can you just remind everybody in terms of these drill holes that are still waiting in the assay labs, where they were drilled, what the strategy was for some of these?
Yeah, so remaining we have 4 drill holes in the Nika Zone. The Nika Zone was a zone that was discovered, or at least our real key discovery hole there was in 2018, where we drilled 50 meters of 1.77 grams per ton. So we drilled 4 holes there, one off the western edge of that Nika zone or that Nika pit, and 3 others that are in the kind of center of the Nika zone, with a couple having the objective of trying to define where that discovery hole from 2018 does daylight, so the near surface expression of that interval. We also drilled 7 holes in the porphyry zone, a cluster to the kind of western third or western part of the porphyry zone, and then a few to the southeast edge of the porphyry zone. And those drill holes, again, five of them were focused on areas where we have some historically known near surface, higher than deposit average grades. And so these holes are looking to step out and extend and to find new areas that are, again, closer to surface in that top 150-meter interval.
Okay. Now, Jonas, if exploration does open up next week, which is the plan in Quebec, what is the work that we should expect the company to undertake pretty quickly once everything does open up?
One of the first steps we'll take is some additional IP work. We were quite successful this year with our IP surveys. We defined a broader target area at the 531 zone, a new anomaly that was just starting to show at the top of our IP grid that looks like an extension from the main zone. So we'll want to do some further IP there to close off those anomalies. In addition to that, there's also a large mag signature just south of the porphyry zone and 531 zone on that eastern edge of the deposit. There's 2 historical drill holes in the area that do show evidence of syenite, basalt, the right ingredients for more mineralization. And we're talking about a kilometer long plus target area. So we'd like to do some IP there. That's an area that has gravel roads, could be drilled all year round. So again, we're excited to do some IP surveys to close off existing anomalies and hopefully to find some new ones that, again, would be in addition to the Northeast IP target that we had generated already earlier this year.
Okay. Now, just as a final comment here regarding the strategy and the, well, goals behind future exploration drilling, the company already has a very defined resource. It comes in on a number of different pits. These resources were released back in 2019. The goals behind the drilling, though, is it to go out, find potentially some higher grade resources, some resources close to surface for easier mining startup? Well, what are the goals behind the exploration work?
Yeah, there's a couple of goals. As you say, there's an established resource we completed in late 2019. We took a more conservative approach with some of the estimation parameters, set a good foundation for ourselves with a resource that is backed by a new 3D model. And the work now has a couple of objectives, certainly higher than deposit average grades, looking for areas where we can define more near surface starter pit potential mineralization. And then lastly, there are a lot of drilling gaps, both in the known resource area or gaps in areas, new discovery targets across our property that offer up incredible upside in terms of, you know, adding new completely new gold zones that could really change the potential project economics for us at Douay. An example would be the North IP target we recently defined and press released earlier this year. So again, we always want to allocate roughly 20-25% of our budgets towards new discovery drilling and IP, building that pipeline. And then the other portion of our programs within the known deposit area is higher than deposit average grades and near surface mineralization.
All right, Jonas, we're going to wrap it up there. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Maple Gold. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for Jonas and the team over at Maple Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Jonas, appreciate your time today. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Corey.